Giant FM, you're listening to A Trip with Fenny Lane. Very excited. You know, the summer isn't quite over yet. I know it did get a little bit cooler out, but it is still officially summertime, and some fun things are getting ready to happen at Indiana Grand Racing and Casino. And with me, we have the Marketing Operation Manager, Mr. Alex Bodo. How are you doing, Penny?
Long time no see. The title changed a little bit, so you're probably looking at that going, wait a minute, wasn't he called something else like the last time he was here? Yeah, it's really cool because a lot of people, it being a family event on the race course is really cool because we can get families involved in what we do, and we've always got something for the kids. Like when we had you guys out there on the 3rd, you saw it. So we've got Joe Hess and the Wandering Cowboys are going to be out there, which are really, really good. And I got a country barnyard petting zoo.
Really?
Like a petting zoo. I know that sounds kind of crazy because you think horse races, don't you guys have enough going on? So We've got the barnyard petting zoo, strolling scarecrows that sometimes we have one that's like really, really tall that's kind of creepy. And, it's broad daylight, really, essentially.
Right, right.
So how do you get scared? But they have a tendency of sometimes scaring you. And then Piglin is going to be there, which I'm very fond of and learned very much a lot about in the last week. You know more about Piglin than I do. So Piglin does what? What's the shtick?
Well, she can sit. She spins.
Okay.
And then she plays the piano.
Really?
You know, she's not going to belt out a song.
Yeah, she's not like Liberace or nothing.
Right. She gets up there and moves around and has a good... People like to get their picture.
Okay. But she's like Billy Joel, so we can't yell at requests like Billy Joel, like Rocket Man, Elton John, or anything.
Well, you know, you can try.
I could try. Yep.
So that's going to be a fun time. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit more about Joe Hess and the Wandering Cowboys.
We've had them a couple times in the casino. Joe is a really, really good guy. They're like old school country. They're not like the pop country stuff that you hear, you know, which is good stuff. They're like traditional, you know, good country music, and they're a great group of guys. So they'll be playing in between the races. So normally you would hear, like, you know, the music come out of the sound system for the track. They'll actually be playing live between the races to kind of give it more of like a live feel and engage the people that are there.
And I like the theme, Corntastic.
Yeah, Corntastic. Fantastic, but Corntastic. And then we have a corn on the cob eating contest.
You do.
Which I can't enter because obviously an employee, I think I'd win.
Uh-huh.
But it's like how fast you can eat like the corn on the cob. And then if you guess how many kernels like are in this jar that we're going to set up, we'll have a $250 gift basket. You got to be 18 or older, obviously, because, you know, if it's something big. But to try to guess that, it's like guessing the jelly beans back in the day, how many jelly beans are in the jar, kind of like the same concepts.
And you always have the best gift baskets, too, by the way.
Yeah, we try to hook people up. We try to put a little bit of stuff in there for everybody, you know.
So let's talk about the food. You start talking about corn and the corny.
Kettle corn, roasted corn on the cob, and then we're going to do some fundraisers with cotton candy and snow cone sales also to kind of give back to the community. So we'd like to try to invite, you know, those folks out there so they can raise some money for their causes as well, you know, in addition to the stuff that we do. So we like inviting them in so we can be a part of what they do and then vice versa.
And you always do so much for the community too. I really appreciate that
about
Indiana Grand Racing Casino. This is an event you really don't want to miss.
No. We got the horse racing that's going to be going on. The first post is at 6:05. And again, it's a family thing. And the cool thing about it is the first 250 people through the gates at 6 p.m. are going to get a free straw cowboy hat.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to count them. So, you know, if you're coming here like you're 251, you may be out of luck. So you definitely want to get there early because we're counting. It's 250 people.
250.
And then on top of that, we've got Family Stone will be at Center Bar this Saturday.
Ooh, boy. Well, we're going to take a short break and come back and talk about that. We got a little bit of the funk and the soul, and it's coming here. So really excited about that. It's all happening at Indiana Grand Racing and Casino. Stay tuned for more. Giant FM, Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited to have in the studio with me today. He has a brand new title, the Marketing Operation Manager
for
Indiana Grand Racing and Casino.
If you abbreviate, it's MOM. It's like really creepy.
Well, that's sort of, right? Well, I don't know.
Well, it's kind of weird.
Is that creepy?
Well, I don't know. Because if anybody goes, hey, what's your abbreviation? It's like MOM. It's like really weird, but it works.
So why the change?
I think it was more of we did some consolidation and realignment of the marketing department, and they took all of us and gave us some expanded duties to really pull together and do some cool stuff. And there's a lot of talent with the group of us, so we're basically all sharing the wealth together, and it's a pretty cool thing.
And I was talking with our mayor Tom DeBon.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and we were talking about Indiana Grand Racing Casino and just all the wonderful things that you guys do for the community, but also too about, you know, just getting to know all of you, and everyone is just so happy and so nice, and you can really tell that the culture there is something that's very positive.
It's not your typical. It's not your typical. You know, your typical job. And I tell people, if you want something that's really going to challenge you, you know, mentally and physically, but also be rewarding in the same token, that's, you know, that's the way to go, because it's a good company to work for. I've been with the company 22 years, so. You know, it kind of says a little bit that either they don't want to get rid of me or they just ignore me. But it really is solid. And I think all of us as a team getting to the finish line, that's what it's about.
So as marketing operations manager, what's your days look like?
They're hectic. They're hectic. They're hectic towards the end of the week when we have our concerts and shows coming up. It kind of just depends on what's going on. You know, we have a week like this weekend. We have a private event upstairs called Tacos and Tequilas that we do for relationship marketing. We've got the Family Stone. And I know you know the Family Stone.
Yes.
As anybody who remembers Sly and the Family Stone will know the Family Stone. So we've got them in concert Saturday, a free concert.
Wow.
Doesn't cost nothing.
Wow.
You just come down to Center Bar, and there it is. And then we just booked Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon for September.
Well, that's exciting.
So if you like the classic rock stuff and the oldie stuff, the next 2 months, those headliners are going to be pretty solid.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for this Saturday.
Yeah, the Family Stone will be huge. If you want the real funk, this is the way to do it. If you remember, I mean, these guys started in 1967. That's a lot. That's 50 years, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a long time.
Yes, and they've had quite a bit of accomplishments. I know that Rolling Stone listed them for the 500 greatest albums of all time. Three of their albums.
Yeah, three of their albums. And that's a pretty good accomplishment coming from Rolling Stone. I mean, the band is just super, super tight. And just to have all those hits and relive those hits that were created all these many years, it's going to be huge.
And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's pretty amazing that you could go to Indiana
Grand
Racing Casino, and it's free.
And it's free. No ticket charge.
I had like everyday people going through my head.
Yeah, you were like everyday people. Oh, yeah. I had the same thing. I was like, thank you for being myself. I was listening to the car target trying to get like warmed up for it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a cool show.
So what time? What's the time?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock for that show. Normally the Center Bar shows where our local band start at 8, but when we do our national shows like that, they start at 9. And then Herman's Hermits in September, that'll be a 9 o'clock start also.
And how can our listeners follow all these events online?
They can go to our Facebook page, Indiana Grand Facebook page, or then go to indianagrand.com, and it has all the links there, our social media. Jake is here, who is like constantly on social media and keeping everything out there. So that's really the best way to follow us, because we're really trying to be interactive so people can get like up-to-minute stuff of what we're doing.
He's doing a great job.
He is. Man, he's got that camera in front of him. He's actually holding it still.
Yes.
He might have a future in this.
I just make sure I don't tap him on the shoulder when he's filming.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep.
So, but thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
us. In and very excited for Saturday. Everyone's encouraged to come out. Family Stone will be performing.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, you got the funk and the soul and
the country. We got everything.
Country.
Everything.
Get up and dance.
Yep. We'll see you there.
Time. Thank you so much, Alex.
All right. Thank you.